And blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Did you know that there are different levels of faith? Well, in Matthew chapter 9, verse 29, the Lord Jesus, speaking to the two blind men who had come to him for healing, he said, as he touched their eyes, "According to your faith, let it be to you." Now, the word "according" means in proportion to. So right here, Jesus shows us that there are different proportions or sizes of faith. And you need to know that it is the size of your faith that will ultimately determine the size of your miracle. Well, today we're going to begin a brand new study titled Have the Faith of God. It is a series that I was blessed to teach at our church earlier on in the year. In this series, you're going to discover what the different levels of faith are and how you can operate at the maximum level of faith, a level at which all things will be possible for you. Hallelujah. Now be blessed as you listen. So the subject the Lord would have us examine in this month of faith revolution is simply titled, Have the Faith of God. Someone say with me, say, have the faith of God. Tell your neighbor and tell them, say, have the faith of God. Now in the New King James, Mark 11:22, the Bible says, Jesus was speaking to the disciples, he said, have faith in God. But that word in, that preposition in, actually in the Greek means of. So the real way that sentence needs to be translated is have the faith of God. This translation, the Geneva translation of the Bible, has it written that way. It says, and Jesus answered and said to them, have the faith of God. Another translation says, have God's faith. People of God, you need to understand that there are different kinds of faith. Faith has different kinds of level. And it will be to you according to the level of your faith. That is why the Spirit of God, this month of faith revolution, is challenging you and me not just to have faith, not just to have any kind of faith, but have the faith of God. And as we continue, you will understand why God wants us to take our faith to the next level. And he wants us not just to have faith, but to have the faith of God. Scripture reveals there are four different levels of faith. First of all, we see the first level in Mark chapter 4:40, where Jesus, speaking to the disciples, he said, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? So that's the first level, no faith. We also see in Deuteronomy 32:32, he said to them, God was speaking to the Israelites. He said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be. For they are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faith. So say after me, the first level is no faith. Say no faith. And this is a level whereby a person is full of fear. 100% taken over by the spirit of fear. Jesus told the disciples, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Also, it could refer to a condition whereby people prefer alternatives to God. In Deuteronomy 32, that was what was going on. They preferred their idols, putting trust in idols, instead of putting trust in the living God. And the Bible tells us in Isaiah 30 that woe unto those that put their trust in man.
Woe unto those that put their trust in chariots. The psalmist says, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we remember the name of the Lord. So the state of no faith is a state whereby somebody is full of fear. Completely full of fear, taken over by what they can see with their physical eyes, and cannot see the promise of God, cannot see the ability of God. Or it is also a state whereby somebody likes to look at alternatives, would rather trust in human ability, human effort, or even the demonic, as in some cases may be, instead of trusting in the living God. You and I will never be in this level in Jesus' name. The second level is little faith. Little faith. Matthew 14:31, the word of the Lord says, and immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. Him there refers to Peter. And said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? Now, in this level, you have a level or a degree of confidence in the Lord. But then, when things on the outside get so chaotic, you shift your focus from God, you begin to doubt whether what God promised will come to pass or not. Of course, we know in this situation, Jesus was walking on water. Peter saw him. And Peter said, Jesus, if it is you, command me to come to you. And Jesus said, come. And we all know that Peter began to walk on the water, indicating that he had faith. But the Bible tells us in that chapter that all of a sudden he noticed that the wind was boisterous. And then he began to be afraid. And immediately he started to sink. Beloved of God, that's why you cannot afford to be afraid at all. Because the moment you start entertaining fear, that moment you begin to sink, but that will not be your portion in Jesus' name. So little faith is a condition whereby people waver. I believe today, I doubt tomorrow. I believe today, I doubt tomorrow. And the Bible tells us in James chapter 1, if you waver in faith, don't expect to receive anything from God. So definitely the Spirit of God does not want us to have little faith. He doesn't want us to have no faith. He doesn't want us to have little faith. He doesn't want us to entertain doubt or anxiety. No matter what is going on in the world, the word of the Lord will be true. Heaven and earth will pass away, but what God says will not go without being fulfilled. I don't care how long. I don't care how hard. It may be hard, but it's not too hard. God said, I made the heavens and the earth. Is there anything too hard for me to do? So don't be anxious. Jesus in Luke 12:28, he says, if God clothes the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will it clothe you, O ye of little faith? So the moment you start entertaining anxiety, it shows that your faith is little. But in the name of Jesus, you will go up this month in Jesus' name. You see, faith has the capacity to increase or decrease. And God wants our faith to increase, to keep increasing to the level of the faith of God. The third level of faith is great faith. Say after me, say great faith. Only two people in the Bible, the Lord Jesus, referred to as having great faith. And interestingly, these people were not even people of covenant at the time. They were not Israelites. The first one, of course, we see the centurion whose servant was sick. Matthew 8:10, Jesus heard of it. You see, this centurion, when Jesus he was sick, he sent for Jesus. And then he changed his mind. He said, you know, tell the master not to come. All he needs to do is to say the word, and I believe that my servant will be healed. He said, because I am a man under authority. And I recognize Jesus to be a man under authority. I recognize him to be in charge of everything. How many of you recognize God to be in charge of everything? In charge of every situation. I recognize Jesus as being in authority over this sickness. So he doesn't need to come. He just needs to command the sickness to go the same way I command my soldiers to go, and they go. And the Bible tells us in verse 10, When Jesus heard what that man said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith." So that is great faith. Great faith is a condition whereby you believe that no matter how big the mountain, your God is bigger. You have absolute confidence in God for that particular situation. The second person was the Syrophoenician woman. This woman was so interesting. The story can be found in Matthew chapter 15. And we know her story. Her child was demon possessed. And the Bible tells us that she kept crying, "Have mercy on me, have mercy." Jesus kept going, ignoring her. But you see, something about great faith, it will never take no for an answer. And not only will it not take no for an answer, it will not get offended. This woman could get offended, but she chose not to, because she understood that the answer to my problem lies with this man. So I'm going to refuse to be offended, and I am not going to take no for an answer. Jesus Christ ignored her completely. And she was becoming such a nuisance that the disciple said, "Can you send this woman away?" And then Jesus turned to the woman and said, "You know what? It is not proper for me to give what belongs to the children to dogs." Jesus called her a dog. Can you imagine if a man or woman of God calls any of us a dog? We will turn away immediately. Jesus called this woman a dog. That the healing I possess is not for people like you. But it must have taken faith for her not to turn away. That I don't care what you call me. You carry what I need. I'm not going to let you go. That's great faith.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. We believe you've been truly been empowered to grow deeper in love with God. If you'd like to be added to our mailing list for news about upcoming broadcasts, please feel free to email knowinggodradio@gmail.com. That's knowinggodradio@gmail.com. You may also email your prayer requests and prayer reports of how God has blessed you by this program to this address. We look forward to hearing from you. Knowing God Radio with Wumi Ademola is a production of the Dominion Lifestyle Media. For more information about our church and inspirational ministry resources, please visit our website at www.dominionlifestyle.org. I want to see